This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Someone else who's coming to our studios with a huge smile on his face. He has a show in this year's Midsummer Festival. It's called Odd Socks. Please welcome to Joy 94.9. Is this for the first time?
Second time.
Mr. Andy Johnson, good morning.
We'll claim you cherry though, okay? It's your first time.
It's my first time.
Reborn virgin.
Yeah, right.
He's like, yeah, right.
It's my first time on morning radio.
How are you finding it? It's not very artist time to be up.
It's not. I was just saying to Adam, probably shouldn't say this, but I was awake at 7:30. I was like, oh my God, I've got to get to the radio station. And I thought, how do these guys get up so early to get here? What, are you
we
here
just
like
don't
five?
Sleep. We have that paranoia that we go to bed at like 8 o'clock and then we wake up every hour
every going, hour.
Is it 4 o'clock yet? Is it 4 o'clock yet?
Actually, when you're doing breakfast radio, you have the worst sleep prior to it because you're just, yeah, like you said, you're scared that you miss it. Because who's going to run dead air when you're not here, you know?
That sounds lovely. Wait, that's supposed to be me. Oh no! Hey, Andy, you've got a show coming up in this year's festival called Odd Socks, which debuted at the 2014 Melbourne Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. It's got quite a good account to it, just reading it here on the Midsummer Guide. Give us the rundown. Give us your version. What is Odd Socks?
Odd Socks is it's an exploration of searching for a perfect life. And I kind of came up with the idea of one day I was actually just literally going through my house and realizing that I only had odd socks, and I was like, this is really frustrating. And then the analogy came to me that I was always searching for the perfect pair of socks, and I was like, I'm always searching for the perfect man or the perfect dream and perfect expectation of myself. And I thought, isn't everybody thinking that as well? So I was like, I think I've got a show here. And I started writing it, and within 2 days I had a draft. And so it's about exploring that search for perfection, but only finding, you know, the downfalls every time, and the humor and the experiences that brings to you as a person, and I explore that through my life.
Do you have Bollywood in your background? Because turning your life into like a musical or cabaret is very Bollywood.
I don't. I can't say that I do, but I am a huge music theater fan, and that's what I do. I study that every day, and so I thought, why not turn my life into a musical?
There you go. You've found someone to take to Lion King the musical now.
Yeah. Do you like the Lion King?
I love Lion King.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Pumps, bro.
Fist pumps don't work on radio.
Sorry. Fist pumps do not work on radio. Actually, a guy at work the other day just held out his fist to me going, fist me. I went, excuse me? Yeah, it's odd. Anyway.
Wow.
Not as odd as Odd Socks, hey. I bet. We're going to go to a bit of Madge, the one and only Madge here on Joy 94.9. When we come back, we're going to find out whereabouts you can go see Odd Socks Cabaret, Odd Socks, which is also on Twitter, Odd Socks Cabaret as well, funny enough. And do you want to probe Andy?
I will probe
him.
Very gently.
Oh my gosh.
She won't fist you, but she'll probe you.
I'm so excited.
Oh dear, no.
Going downhill very quickly.
Hey, this is Kaz James, and you're rising up with Ginny and Adam on 94.9.
A very good morning to you, Ginny.
Good morning, Adzie. You've said good morning to me for the past 2.5 hours, but hey, you know what? I'll say good morning back at you.
Well, I thought I'd be nice. We have guests in studio. We need to be nice
to
each other.
See, you saw how mean he is to me off air, calling me all these names and boxing me into all these subcategories that are racist and both homophobic. But hey, you know, I'm good. I'm good.
How is calling you a lesbian homophobic?
Because the way you say it, it's a tone you say it.
Would you like me to say it in a question? Hello, lesbian.
Do you know there actually is a superhero named The Question, who is a lesbian? There you go. Here's some trivia for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Snap.
Gotham.
Just go sit in the corner and play with your Snow White.
Shut up.
We have Andy Johnson from Odd Socks Cabaret in studio with us, playing at the 86th this Midsummer Festival. You also played, I think you did an excerpt from your cabaret show on the Midsummer main stage on Carnival Day.
I did.
Yo, you got main stage.
I got main stage.
We were on the C-list stage, but you got the A-list.
I did.
What?
It was very exciting.
Yo, gangster in the house.
That's right, his name's Andy Johnson. Anyway, continue.
It was I actually wrote a new 8 minutes, to be specific, thing for Carnival Day. So it was really nice to sort of step away from Odd Socks for a little second and just give something fresh and brand new to one of the characters that's in my show. So I did this 8-minute Beyonce medley with backup dancers and not much clothing. It was pretty exciting.
Yes.
Not much clothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you there, Adzi?
No, I was on stage with you.
Oh, that's what I was like. Where was I? Where was Adzi? Perhaps not there. Holla.
If anyone is just passing randomly past 225 Bourke Street, we'd love some Barocca and coffee. Thank you very much. We're going to need it. Odd Sox Cabaret is playing at the 86185 Smith Street, Fitzroy, from the 29th of January to the 7th of February. Book at the86.com.au or head to midsummer.org.au or pick up one of your handy midsummer guides from any LGBTIQ-friendly venue, including here at Joy.
Midsummer.org.au, that is the site. Now, Andy, I'm going to probe you ever so gently because it's your first time. Okay. Ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Okay, it's called Ginny's 5 Questions. You've got 30 seconds to answer it and your time starts now. Question number one, give me a quote from Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo!
Oh, yes! Boyfriend's got it going on. What is your shoe size?
9.5, sometimes 10.
Top or bottom?
Excuse me?
We've already fisted each other. This is next up. Question number four, if you were a fish, what would you do?
Oh my gosh.
9 seconds left, Andy.
I would go to the Eastern Australian Current because on Finding Nemo, that looks really exciting.
There you go. That's a very good answer. And the last question, who would you turn straight for? You're that gay that you wouldn't turn at all, would you?
No.
Ginny Sarasvati.
The time's
running out. Who would you turn straight for? Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
Beyonce.
Oh, yes. Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasha,
I don't know
Fierce.
Why that didn't come to me fast enough.
I know. I was like, yo, it's
the pressure.
Answer.
It's the pressure.
I've got a supplement question for you.
Yeah,
do you know what Jay-Z called Beyonce before they were married when they got engaged?
No.
Fiance.
So bad. It's
that's
good, isn't
so
it?
Terrible.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Andy Johnson, thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
You're very welcome.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.